All right, away we go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this Thursday, September 12th. The band got back together today. Steve returned on about 2 hours sleep combined for the last 2 days. He made it through. We were proud of him. So naturally, we got some baby number two updates. Some guy called up the cops to try to get his weed back after mistaking legalization laws in Ohio. The Eagles are going down to Georgia on Sunday in primetime. The Stones have a new box set out. We're offering up another grand for you with another contest, but we barely let John get the word out today. We read F My Life entries from everybody's favorite Born Losers diary online. And comedian Matt Bronger came back to the studio, and we had a lot of fun with him. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Steve is back in the studio.
Hi, everybody.
And we want to make him feel comfortable.
You know what? That's a little louder than Jack is. It's really weird saying Jack. I'm so used to saying Steven. Chris and I called him Steven yesterday and carried on the conversation for another two or three sentences, then stopped and said, wait a minute, we said Steven. It's going to take some getting used to. Yeah. Things are good, though.
All right. Did he sleep?
Not really.
Did you sleep?
A little bit. Yesterday, okay. The nurse comes in the morning and goes, I hope you guys got some sleep. And I was like, yeah, I got an hour or two. And Chris had made a face, and I was like, all right, fine. I got an hour or two.
I know that look.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Could be some showers happening right now in and about the area. They said between 5 and 7 there'll be some rain.
It was raining coming in?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had nothing. I had a little sprinkles coming in, but that was really about it. Speaking of sprinkles, did you notice there was a guy on the Redskins' name, and his last name was a lineman named Sprinkles?
No, really?
That's right. Awesome. And he's like this huge black guy, and his name is Sprinkles.
Ironically, his first name was Jimmy.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
I love the idea that police departments are now posting pictures, and they're being very comical with what they do.
Right? Oh, yeah. Social media?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, right. And it seems that a guy in Ohio called the cops the other day after police confiscated his weed, and he was really angry because he thought it was legal in Ohio, which it isn't. And what happened is there's a reason for the confusion because, and he was adamant about it, he's telling the cops that they're lying. What happened was they legalized hemp in Ohio,
okay. But
at the time they didn't have it specified
right.
enough.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Right, so they also legalized marijuana
okay. For
about 5 minutes, right? You know, so this guy heard that story and thought marijuana was legal.
Oh,
and
poor guy,
right? And the cops, he's such a bozo that the cops posted it on their Facebook page. Listen to this guy.
I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back. It's only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool. Right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Where did you get that information?
What are you talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
It's not. I'm just here to tell you that it's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where you been the past 2 months? I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to punk me like I'm dumb.
No, you are dumb. You are officially dumb. You're dumb for calling the cops just trying to get your weed back, let alone you missed the whole news story.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Has there been a fine yet on Odell Beckham Jr. For Watchgate?
I don't know. I don't know if you guys heard. I had a baby, so I haven't been fully paying attention.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ask
okay.
Dave.
You've still been betting.
I
don't lie.
Now the price of the watch has gone from, because they originally said $350,000,
uh-huh.
right? And now it's from between $190,000 and $350,000 for the watch.
I'm leaning towards $190,000,
right,
period.
Right, right.
No zeros.
Right, just $190,000.
That thing looks so cheap.
It is ugly.
It's hideous.
It is an ugly, ugly watch. But, you know, and I think the reason why I went with it is the watch is like black and orange, and the colors
matches.
Are brown and orange,
yeah.
You know, with the Cleveland Browns. But
right. But
he's claiming he's going to wear it again this week.
I did know about this, by the way. I heard that he is complaining that he's getting attention for it now. Like, let me wear what I want to wear. Dude, you wore it specifically to get attention. You know
right.
people, you're Odell Beckham
That's
Jr.
That's the point.
You
right.
know people are looking at everything you do, and
right.
now you're going to complain about it?
Yeah. Right, yeah. And the coach said, I just hope there aren't other people wearing watches and he's being singled out. Right.
This is such a silly season with the helmet, with Antonio Brown, now the watch.
But speaking of football, tomorrow morning, Jason's going to be joining us. Jason Martinez from our sister station, The Fanatic, will be doing all of the picks for us this year. 7:40 tomorrow?
Correct.
All right. What do you think is going to happen against the Falcons?
I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles do lose this. Because,
really?
Well, the Falcons, it's their home opener. And they lost their first game. This is a big game for them.
Right,
most teams that start 0-2, the percentage of making the playoffs are a lot lower than a 1-1 team.
All right, all I got to do is stop the run on that team, and they're dead.
No, they got to flip that.
Flip that?
Yeah. Take that all away.
Right.
They're good.
Right.
Their offense is very good.
Really?
They've got a good running game.
But it's a great running game, not as good a passing game.
No, it's a great passing game.
Really?
Pretty damn good running game.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with, it's Georgia, right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, because... So longest setup for a song ever.
Right. It's a good excuse.
I think you're going to like this, because it's not what you think it is.
The Eagles are going down to Georgia. They're looking for win number 2. Because old Carson Wentz and his Philly offense beat the Skins in the season debut. When they get down to Atlanta, make them Atlanta fans' jaws drop. We'll beat them at home in the Georgia Dome. And Green Eagles unkick your butt.
We live fire in the gridiron, run pass, run. Eagles in the house of the Falcons. Matty Ice better be on his toes. Philly can't Atlanta win, no child, no. We live fire in the gridiron, run pass, run. Eagles in the house of the Falcons. Matty Ice better be on his toes. Philly can't Atlanta win, no child, no.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
I'm hoping by Monday there's some audio with this.
Should I do my other? These are songs. And these are their stories.
Song stories.
Got to cover the mouth.
You're not very far from what the copy
is.
All right. We're going to deal with the Rolling Stones this morning and the song Happy. The wild thing about this song is the majority of the Stones aren't on it. All right. It's Bobby Keys. It's Jimmy Miller, their producer. Right, and Keith Richards, who sings on it. Charlie isn't playing drums at all.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy Miller is playing drums on it. And this is a song that this is when they were in France for Exile on Main Street, and they were recording. Keith had rented this house, and they were recording all the songs in the basement. Nobody was around that day. He's downstairs tooling with Bobby Keys. We'll let Keith tell the story.
Bobby Keys was with me, and they got this lick going. So we went down, and I recorded it with just guitar. And Bobby Keys on baritone saxophone. And while we were doing that, Jimmy Miller, who was our producer at the time, came in. He was a very good drummer as well. So we said, well, let's put down a dub. We just sort of sketch it out, play it later and see. It's another one of those things that ended up being the record. It was just one of those moments that you get, very happy ones. I can play it now and it gives you a lift. I don't know why, it's just maybe the words.
We started out with the Rolling Stones. That was I've never heard Keith speak that well. Have you?
Maybe he is sober.
Oh, yeah, very possible. Speaking of the Rolling Stones, they've just announced that there's going to be a 50th anniversary limited edition, deluxe edition of Let It Bleed coming out on November 1st.
I saw that on our website.
The day Bob Seger comes to town. Right? And I got that's one of my two favorite Rolling Stones albums. Let It Bleed, and Beggar's Banquet, Beggar's Banquet and Let It Bleed, and Sympathy for the Devil, of course, on the album. All right, but I don't know why I was going. All of a sudden, I was naming an album Sympathy for the Devil. But anyway, but I'm looking forward to this. It's coming at the album, which came out in 1960, is available as a double LP, 2-disc hybrid super audio CD
cassette tape.
Right, and Gazette tape.
Oh.
Gazette tape. Didn't your mom ever say that? My mom, you got one of them Gazettes? I got a Frank Sinatra Gazette. Right? And it's being done by Bob Ludwig, right?
Who is
the master of mastering.
Yep.
Right, so we'll see that in the not-too-distant future.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Whenever we do F My Life, and we do it occasionally, it's like, you know, an occasional bit that we do. These are real. These are actual postings that are on the F My Life website. And you can always go check them out on your own by going to fmylife.com. But it's always so much fun to read them. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
I love this jingle. Especially the F my boss line, because my boss hates this jingle.
It's unfortunate he's away, so he didn't get to hear it.
That's why he took off this week.
All right, what do you got, Steve? Get us rolling.
I was driving around my campsite in the middle of the forest at dark. My father thought it would be funny to run up to my window, put his face against the glass, and scream. I drove into a tree.
Oh, man. I love this one, and Taylor is going to be horrified by this. Today I got a haircut. The guy quickly cut off most of the bangs on my forehead, and when I angrily asked him, "What the hell are you doing?" he said, "Quitting. F my life."
Oh, God. My first girlfriend of over 3 years just left me for another guy. She said she's looking for someone who can financially provide for her in the future. The dude owns a T-Mobile kiosk. I'm in medical school.
Oh, boy.
F my life.
Wow.
Back to you, Steve.
Today I texted my college boyfriend to tell him I felt terrible about cheating. He replied saying he was so relieved because he had been cheating on me with a girl in his dorm. I was talking about my math test.
Oh. Oof.
Yeah, F my life.
Today I saw an elderly man fall in a crosswalk, so I jumped on my bike to help him. And as I helped him across the street, the light turned green. Then I watched across six lanes of traffic as someone stole my bike.
Oh, God.
F my life.
All right, proving that no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah,
all right.
Always.
And lastly this morning, today my husband dropped me off at work. And 10 minutes later, I got a text saying, "I just dropped the bitch off and I'll be there in a few, baby. I miss you." I asked him about it, and he said, "I don't know what you're talking about, Megan. My name's Elizabeth."
Yikes.
Oh, no.
F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh, F my life. Go ahead with your own life. Mine really blows.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came. The girls never came!
Ladies and gentlemen, he's bearded, he's married, and he's at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow, along with and Saturday night as well. Oh, wow. Three nights of shows with Matt Bronger. You can get tickets on your own through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Good morning to you. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, you too, John. Thanks, man.
And now we're seeing you different. You know, every time I think of you, I think of the Bob Seger cover that you did, and we still have it in the office. It's the only vinyl record we have in the office.
Yeah.
Right? And it's odd getting used to a different haircut and
sure.
a beard and married?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not 40 pounds heavier and drunk literally every night.
Yeah.
A little bit different. You know, we
slightly,
all change.
Yeah. Slightly. Mm-hmm. How long have you been married now?
What's that?
How long have you been married?
2 years November.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good
thanks.
For you.
Yeah. And by the way, the intro is just like, "He's married. He's bearded." Like, that's the most boring pro wrestler of all time. Just comes in the ring and lays down a couple of tools. I'm exhausted. Someone got a Schlitz. Just gets clotheslined immediately.
Well, how old were you? You got to be in your early 40s now, aren't you?
Yeah. Mid. I'm 45 now.
You're
45
now.
Yes, sir.
So,
mm-hmm.
And when did you meet this? When did you get engaged? How old were you then?
Ah, golly. We've known each other for like 9 years, but
okay.
I got engaged around 41. Oh. You know, like you do.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, I joke that, like, I got married in my 40s, which I recommend to anyone out there who's young. You know, don't waste the best decades of your life
on a spouse. Live by yourself and have fun. And then fall into that. No, I'm kidding about that. But that's a joke. But getting married in your 40s, I will say, is like catching the last flight out of Vegas on a Sunday. Just, oh, thank God. I'm so tired. I can't do any more drugs. Can you make soup? You know?
Were you good as a single person? You know, are you a man who had like...
Define good.
Well, I mean, were you able
successful.
To...
Successful.
Were you able to... successful at with women? Are you a guy in a bar who could walk up to somebody and say whatever? And
I'd say I did all right, but I also was like I wasn't, especially like when you're in your like 20s and early 30s. Sure, that's kind of your wheelhouse. Then you're in your 40s, you're kind of just like, I'll just see if someone comes to me, see if anyone wants to save this sad sack around last call, kind of thing. Yeah, I wouldn't even say good. You kind of get fed up with yourself in a way where you're just like, you're just like, look, have you given up as well? Great, let's get out of here.
When you were trying to pick up women, what was your line?
You know, I didn't have a line. Like there's all kinds of dumb ones, you know, that I know of, you know, like, hey, I like your shirt. She's like, thanks. Can I try it on? That's a nice one. But like, you know, I just love watching ridiculous men, you know, that like, and their way of doing, like, if you're seen that guy that'll hit on a woman from across a crowded room, like, that always makes me, like, it's like watching a sports event, like something that's just like do or die, like landing a gymnast flip or something, where it's like, hi, I'm Gary. No, I'm talking to that lady who's 40 feet away. Everyone move your faces and heads. Where it's just all on the line, where he's inviting everyone to watch him get shot down or not. It's kind of enchanting, you know. It's like a unicorn came in the bar. Like, I kind of loved it. But there was a time, I have it on my record, I tell the story, but like the short version, I was on a bus when I was in high school, and this guy got on and went to the back of the bus, and you could tell he's very comfortable with himself. He wasn't dressed very nicely, but it was like 10 in the morning. And this woman got on, and God bless women, because they have to put up with getting hit on all the time and stuff. But this was one of those times where I really felt bad for someone, because she was tiny, and she had two enormous sacks of laundry. And she set them down, and she's sweating. It's 10 a.m., like
okay.
I said.
All right.
And this guy's like, how's it going? And
across
the bus.
Across the bus.
He's the back. She's at the front. And she's ignoring. He's like, what's up? What's? And everyone's looking at her like, what? Who are you talking to? And finally she realizes her. She's like, ugh. She's like, what? What do you want? And he doesn't go, hey, can I help you with your laundry? How's your day? Anything. Right. He's like, you want to get a drink? Oh, 10 a.m. Yeah. 10 a.m. And she's like, no. What? No. He's like, and he's like, she's like, I don't want to get a drink. And he's like, one drink. Oh, like, that's the tipper.
Right.
Oh, okay, in that case, I'll take a Manhattan. One. That's fair. That's a fine thing to yell across a bus at me. She's like, no, I don't want to get a effing, I won't say to the radio,
right,
drink with you, just yells it across, and everyone's like, all right, I guess we're done. And the guy said something that was so dumb it almost worked. He was like, that's not the point. And for a second, everyone just stopped and thought, like, what wasn't the point? Like, you can see her face go, well, in that case, no, shut up. Like, for a second, he almost had her.
But not the point.
Like, what's not the point? Like, it was one of those things where I think even when you throw, like a lack of logic out there, it almost kind of works. You know, like my wife will just say something utterly insane like that. We're in the middle of an argument. This is a patented line. She'll just be like, get out of my life, get into my car. And I'm just like, are you insane? You just broke half my brain just now. Where it's basically like she's saying, like, never, like, leave and never come back, but no, stay. But wait out in the car.
You look healthy. You look good. You've been working out. You're going to the gym.
Yeah. That's pretty much. It's also that and just raw anxiety.
Is that it?
Makes you slim down. It's the diet that's sweeping the nation. I don't know if you heard. Just constant stress and worry about the future. Just slims you right down. It burns all the calories.
Have you encountered, because I've told them about it, and as you can tell, I'm at the gym constantly.
Yeah, no, I was going to say
yeah.
myself.
Oh, yeah.
You're ripping out of that shirt.
Yeah, I am, indeed. Right? Unfortunately, only at the bottom. Right? But have you encountered, this is a weird question.
Okay.
It's really a weird question.
Sure.
But when you do encounter it, it seems that when you're at the gym and you're in the locker room, the older you are.
Yeah.
The less self-conscious you are, especially about being naked.
Yes.
Well, right? And from what I understand, this happens in the ladies' room as well.
Yes.
Because without fail, I'm going in there, and there's some 70-year-old guy mm-hmm. who's just walking around, hey!
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Let's just say numerous lint balls stuck to certain regions and areas.
Right.
Yeah, and not care. We're all men here. Like, yeah, but you should still put something like some underwear on and not like if I'm tying my shoes, don't walk right over at waist level and start talking to me. You know, and the thing is, it's just they just don't even think about it. There's nothing sexual about it at all. It's just like catch the game. It's like I caught your crotch. Can you get away from my face? Yeah, I had the most extreme version when I was in Portland. I was visiting my parents in Portland, where I'm from. And maybe it's Portland. Maybe it's just old men. But this gym had an area just for sinks. Just a sink room.
Just a sink room.
Just a sink room.
Right.
With a frosted door. So I did not know the wonder I was about to witness when I went in there. And let me just say, to set this up, this sink room is nowhere near the showers and the lockers.
Okay.
Like if you're in the showers and lockers and there's a naked person, yeah, we all just took a shower. We all just worked out, got in the sauna, whatever you did. You know, your towel dropped. No one really cares. We're all men there. It doesn't matter. This is the sink room. All right, I'll just set it up. Say this is the sink room. I go in. There's two men on either side, about 20 sinks. One's shaving, one's combing his hair, and they're fully clothed. And the guy is shaving so fast, you think like a bomb's about to go off or something. And the guy's combing his hair like he's trying to tear his hair out, like the nervous,
okay.
Like that thing, you know, like if you walked into a bank and you didn't know it's being held up, but why is everyone so nervous? Like it felt like that.
Okay.
This guy's like just combing his hair, like his hands are shaking. And then I look in the middle and there's a man who is actually, no, excuse me, off to the wall. I hear the roar. I hear the roar of the hand dryer first.
Okay.
You know, the and I look and there's a man, and I'm not making this up. I saw this. 70 years old, if he's a day, facing it with the hand dryer turned downward, buck naked, using it to dry off his genitals, using to dry off his nether regions with it just up against it like it's a bar rail. It's to the point where he's on his toes, arched feet, with his buttocks clenched. It looked like a brain, like a white walnut. You know what I mean? Shaking from the exertion. And I think the two men felt almost held hostage because the level of confidence this man had was beyond. I mean, just I can't imagine the heat. How much that would dry you out right away. He was there for a good amount of time while I was washing my, and it was like I'm washing my hands faster than I've ever done anything in my life.
I gotta get out of here.
Exactly. And he had can I say. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, he had the longest pubes I've ever seen in my life. You know why? Because I saw them from behind. From behind. Like a lion's mane. Wild. Some of them flying away. One of the pubes alighted on the shaving man's shoulder, and I thought he was going to lose his mind. No! He screamed, like, get it off me! And, like, just each one with a story to tell, like Forrest Gump's feather. And as if noticing, feeling my anxiety, the man turned over his shoulder and didn't stop, but he locked eyes with me.
No.
And then he turned around and started drying off the back, smiling, looking right at me.
Oh, God.
I about went through that glass door. It was that thing where it wasn't locked, but when you hit it, you're like, unlock this! Let me out! You know, but I got it out and I ran out the door. And I still, it's just, his confidence drove me from the room. I've never known confidence like that in my life.
Matt Bronger is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. There's one show tonight and two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is great to see you
so
again.
So good to see you, John.
Thank you so much for being back.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.